Book 7, Canto 3, Section 2. Then, journeying forward through the self's wide hush, she came into a brilliant, ordered space. There, life dwelt, parked in an armed tranquility. A chain was on her strong, insurgent heart. Tamed to the modesty of a measured pace, she kept no more her vehement stride and rush. She had lost the careless majesty of her muse and the ample grandeur of her regal force. Curbed were her mighty pomps, her splendid waist, sobered the revels of her beckoned play. Cut down were her squanderings in desire's bazaar, coerced her despot will, her fancy's dance, a cold stolidity bound the riot of sense. A royalty without freedom was her lot. The sovereign throned obeyed her ministers. Her servant's mind and sense governed her house. Her spirit's bounds they cast in rigid lines, and guarding with a phalanx of armored rules, the reason's balanced reign kept order and peace. Her will lived closed in adamant walls of law. Coerced was her force by chains that feigned to adorn. Imagination was prisoned in a fort, her wanton and licentious favorite. Reality's poise and reason's symmetry were set in its place, sentineled by marshaled facts. They gave to the soul for throne a bench of law, for kingdom a small world of rule and line. The age's wisdom shriveled to scholiast lines, shrank patterned into a copybook device. The spirit's almighty freedom was not here. A schoolman mind had captured life's large space, but chose to live in bare and paltry rooms, parked off from the too vast, dangerous universe, fearing to lose its soul in the infinite. Even the idea's ample sweep was cut into a system chained to fixed pillars of thought or riveted to matter's solid ground, or else the soul was lost in its own heights. Obeying the ideal's high-browed law, thought based a throne on unsubstantial air, disdaining earth's flat triviality, it barred reality, out to live in its dreams. Or all stepped into a sustained universe. Life's empire was a managed continent. Its thought, an army ranked and disciplined. Uniformed, they kept the logic of their fixed place at the bidding of the trained centurion mind. Or each stepped into its station like a star, or marched through fixed and constellated heavens, or kept its feudal rank among its peers in the sky's unchanging cosmic hierarchy. Or like a hybrid maiden with chaste eyes, forbidden to walk unveiled the public ways, she must in close secluded chambers move, her feeling in cloisters live or gardened paths. Life was consigned to a safe level path. It dared not tempt the great and difficult heights or climb to be neighbor to a lonely star or skirt the danger of the precipice or tempt the foam-curled breaker's perilous laugh. Adventures, lyrist, dangers, amateur, or into her chamber call some flaming god, or leave the world's bounds and where no limits are, meet with the heart's passion, the adorable, or set the world ablaze with the inner fire. A chastened epithet in the prose of life, she must fill with color just her sanctioned space, not break out of the cabin of the idea, nor trespass into rhythms too high or vast. Even when it soared into ideal air, thought's flight lost not itself in heaven's blue. It drew upon the skies a pattern flower of disciplined beauty and harmonic light. A temperate, vigilant spirit governed life. Its acts were tools of the considering thought, too cold to take fire and set the world ablaze, or the careful reasons, diplomatic moves, testing the means to a prefigured end, or at the highest pitch, some calm will's plan, or a strategy of some high command within to conquer the secret treasures of the gods, or win for a masked king some glorious world, not a reflex of the spontaneous self, an index of the being and its moods, a winging of conscious spirit, a sacrament of life's communion with the still supreme, or its pure movement on the eternal's road. or else for the body of some high idea, a house was built with two close-fitting bricks. Action and thought cemented made a wall of small ideals limiting the soul. Even meditation mused on a narrow seat, and worship turned to an exclusive God. To the universal in a chapel prayed, whose doors were shut against the universe, or kneeled to the bodiless impersonal, a mind shut to the cry and fire of love, a rational religion dried the heart. It planned a smooth life's acts with ethics rule, or offered a cold and flameless sacrifice. The sacred book lay on its sanctified desk, wrapped in interpretation's silken strings, a credo sealed up its spiritual sense.